Delaware prosecutors are investigating how a nonprofit agency spent a nearly $300,000 grant from the state's opioid settlement windfall. WHYY's Chris Barish reports the attorney general wants to halt grants from the fund until better safeguards are in place for the fund that could reach $250 million over the next 20 years.
Code Purple Kent County was awarded $570,000 from the fund that comes from settlements with drug makers, distributors, and pharmacies accused of fueling the overdose crisis in Delaware, one of the worst in the nation. Code Purple promised to open a day center and provide a mobile van to take people suffering from addiction to treatment. But the state auditor said her review of Code Purple's programs found, quote, potential waste, fraud, and abuse. The rest of the money has been frozen while AG Kathy Jennings looks deeper.
We've referred that particular Code Purple grant to our White Collar Crime Unit for a full investigation. They're entitled to a presumption of innocence, but we have a responsibility to gather all the facts here.
Jennings is co-chair of the 15-member panel that since last year has allocated more than $14 million to help stem addiction to prescription painkillers, heroin, and fentanyl. And she's asking the panel to stop approving grants until a better system is in place to decide who should get funding.
I have long had misgivings, including matters that I have raised to the commission in public meetings, that there are inadequate guardrails on what is ultimately public money.
Her fellow co-chair, Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long, said in a written statement that adequate controls are in place, but stressed that no new date has been set to award more money. Officials at Code Purple did not respond to requests for comment. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.